My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Later on in the series here, we're going to be talking a little bit more about weapons. But right now, let's talk a little bit more about the ultimate weapon, which is communication and how it affects us. Now, you've got to bear in mind that advertising employs communication as a weapon to make you what? What is advertising's function? What is it? Advertising's function is to fulfill the primary role of the sale. Before a sale must be completed, because a sale is where revenue is generated, before a sale can be completed, you must generate this item. That item is desire. If no one desires your product, goods, service, what have you, if no one desires them, you cannot make money. So you employ advertising agencies to originally educate the public as to their required need due to safety concerns, and, you know, the general sort of role of the ennobling journalist would, by default, advertise the news. This is what advertising was originally, and then it became this insidious monster which uses psychological warfare techniques developed by the CIA to mindfuck the nation. So it it appears to me that the moment you control what it is that you want, what your actual wants are, the moment you have control of that, by default, because you control your wants, you control your purchases. And because of that, your money will increase. You see what I mean? People are always worried about money. We always want more money, right? Well, wait a minute. I'm bringing in a lot of money. I mean, I can't exist in this society without making money unless I'm dependent upon someone else. And believe me, that dependent wants me to get making money on my own. So what I have to do is I have to get a job that makes X amount of dollars. Maybe it's a low-income job, what have you. You know, supposing you're fortunate enough to live in an area of the country where you can get a low-paying job and actually find a place to live, you can still pull it off in a lot of Canada. If you were to take that income and control your wants, I don't need a television, so I don't need any of the big-screen televisions because I don't watch television. What about movies? I got a laptop. See what I mean? Eventually, all these, you know, you have to have this to be successful, and you have to have that, and you've got to adopt this persona of the urban, buppy, yuppie, freaky, punky, goth kid thing, wog. Because you have to adopt that persona, you have certain wants. Now, I'm guilty of this too, because I've got all this, you know, army kit and that, but you'll notice throughout the whole series, everything that I've exponed, you know, it never had a real brand name to it that I was like, this, above all others, you know, I will always be a Royal Robbins man. No, that's not the case. It's just simply because their product was good. SOG, they used to make an amazing product. They changed their product line. No, I no longer like their product. You're allowed to change your mind. Incidentally, that's what I love about these kind of things where, you know, they have these political candidates and they bring them up. See, George Bush, he shit his pants. When he was, you know, just born, he shit his pants on a regular... You know, that's the kind of stuff they're dragging out of this guy's past. You know, maybe there's a chance that some of these political leaders aren't homicidal, genocidal fucks. Maybe if we actually give these motherfuckers a chance, you know, they won't kill us all. You know, I don't know if I want to bet on it. You know, that's a whole nother kettle of fish. But it's the wants on a personal level, what you want right now, that controls, I want a coffee, so you'll pay the $4. If you don't want the coffee, then you'll pay the $4. You can still be happy. You can still have a life. You just don't need as many wants. I put it to you, actually, that if you have fewer wants, obviously you'd be happy, right? Well, if I had everything I'd want, I'd be happy. Well, that's just it. If you had everything you'd want, you'd be happy. So if you can't get everything you want, decrease your wants. Mind hack, right? Makes sense. People go, that's fucking the most ludicrous shit I've ever heard in my life, Sean. That doesn't even make sense. You can't apply that. That's like some self-help bullshit. No, because you can create a personal formula once you discover what you want, okay? And there's quite a number of hypnotherapists who would eliminate you of basic wants that are not needs. Any one of them. You go drop them off, let's say, listen, I don't want to want this. Can you jack this out of my head for me? Nice. Do it. Try it. Give it a shot. It should cost you about $100. What the fuck? I'm not making any money from it. Worked for me, you know? So if you can control your wants, your cash flow increases. Mind you, you know, the corporations will lose their mind because eventually, you know, they no one's spending any money, and then the turmoil of all this, you know, it leads to a recession. So before, the money you save, incidentally, you make money, right? And people go, you can't, you know, do all this kind of stuff, Sean, because, you know, there's interest. Okay, well, I make money. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this money and get it as money, which is that paper stuff, and I'm going to keep it. That's what I'm going to do, because I really don't have any faith in are, you know, we all honestly can't see this going on for another 25 years. Let's be real. So, and if it is, baby, I don't think I want to be involved in this kind of reality, you know. But I think that if you were to take money out of the bank, just take it out of the bank, keep it. Put it in a safe. Get yourself a nice safe. Get a hidden safe. Fast, you know. Keep it there. Don't give the banks your money, because when you give the bank your money, which is this paper stuff, that's really what it's all about, is the money. When you give them this, they give you a piece of paper with a number on it, and this is not money. They have your money. This is a piece of paper with some numbers on it. Well, they're legally... No. No, they don't have... You don't have... Where's your money?
I have it.
No, where's the money? I want to touch your money. I can't touch it. The bank has it. So the bank has your money.
Right.
So they... What do they do with your money? Well, they pay and... No. The bank makes money with your money.
That's what they do.
Okay. But anyway, once you take your money out of the banks and you start making more money, eventually, if enough people did this, let's say this, for some asinine reason, became, you know, a credo. A lot of people decided they wanted to be WOGs, and you passed this around and people learned about it. What would eventually happen is that because so many people took all their monies out of the banks, the economy would crumble, everything would collapse, and you'd bring about the end of society. Even an economist would probably agree with me on that, if everyone just took their money out of the bank. Just go take your money out of the bank. Go take it out. Keep it. It's yours. Probably worked for it, you know, and if you didn't, shame on you. But, I mean, to some level. So if we can keep a hold of our money as the actual item, what does it do? How well does this do this? Money, nothing beats it. If you can hang on to your money and control your wants, we can bring about the end of all that we see evil in society. Just like that. Just like that. It's that easy. Lick. And believe you me, when you think about how many billions of dollars the companies spend in advertising, check it out. Do some research. Go see what they spend in advertising dollars. My God. God, the money, Jesus. And they spend that kind of money. They know that money's covered in blood, you know? And they know that those dollars are hard-earned, the companies that pay those advertising companies. Oh, yeah, they know. But they'll keep paying that because they know how important advertising is, because it has to generate desire. No television leads to a greatly, greatly, greatly reduced amount of commercials in your life. Whether you... I don't watch a lot of television. Great, great, good. Why don't you just take the goddamn television out of your house? Just try it. Just unplug it. Physically pick it up, take it out of your house. Get the TVs out of your house. Get them out. Live like that for a week. Try it. Read. A shot. Start with comic books. People, once they determine that you have wants, will be able to make money with any of your wants. So the concept of controlling your wants is a little bit more complicated than I may make it appear. Because, you know, we have wants and we have interests, right? We want to learn about, we want to make the world a better place. Well, we have a formulated belief that either through religion or self-sacrifice or through science or whatever, we will be able to make a difference to make the world a better place. This is what we believe. So that is what we want. Therefore, we try to communicate that with others so that they can be like-minded and function in the same capacity. That's the general idea. But, you know, it's hard. It's very, very difficult, and it's not easy, because these sons of bitches put so much money into that advertising. You know, go take a look at Tokyo. There's an advertising saturated city. It's everywhere. Now it's showing up. You can't even get a bag anymore that doesn't have a logo on it. And if it is a bag without a logo on it in Canada, you know it came from the liquor store. That's my answer. A lot of people point out, you know, problems, how our society's ultra-fucked, which it is. So my answer is, control your wants and take your money out of the bank.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds. Come join us.